Good afternoon, Gretchen Gondek for Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. And today we're going to be visiting with Laura Johnson with ISU Extension and Outreach. She is a 4-H youth worker among her many duties. And good afternoon to you, Laura. Welcome to Siouxland Public Media.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. You wear many hats, and in the fall, you'll be starting up what I think is a very interesting program in conjunction with the Iowa Nutrition Network. Would you talk about that?
Yeah, this will be my 9th year teaching a program called Pick a Better Snack. And what we do for the last 14 years is we have visited Sioux City Community Schools. And in kindergarten, first and second grade, we teach them a 30-minute nutritional lesson every month. We also give them a fresh fruit and vegetable tasting each time. So we really outreach into those schools to educate the kids on the importance of being healthy and trying new foods.
And it's really important to start that at a young age.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more fun when we start it young because we have a lot of fun in the classrooms. You know, we play games, we're interactive. So food is really fun for these young kids to learn about and then try. They get really excited about trying those new things.
And the other program that we're going to talk about today is you're involved as a 4-H youth worker, which has a long history. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about the state fair and also all the community fairs that are going around mm-hmm. in the state of Iowa, the Woodbury County Fair coming up in August. I was thinking about that musical state fair, about the family. Mm-hmm. It's a central event in their life to get ready to go to the state fair. And there's a whole musical. I'm sure a lot of our listeners are familiar with that. But the state fair is, it's a big deal, but it's also a big deal in smaller communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I know a lot of our 4-H families, they all vacation that week of the fair at Woodbury County so that they can attend every day. So they're off work. They're there every day, all day long, enjoying the community events that are going on, as well as it's, you know, a whole year project for our 4-Hers. They prepare all year for this one week at the fair to showcase their projects. So it's just really special.
Now, are you namely talking about livestock, or are you talking about other aspects of 4-H?
All of our projects take many months and, you know, the whole year to prepare. Livestock does get started, you know, as soon as those projects are born, our kids are working with them and preparing them for the fair. Projects in the building, they're looking out, they're looking for things to complete and do. A lot of our furniture restoration kids are looking, you know, at auctions and at thrift stores several months in advance, and then they're working on those furniture restorations for several weeks before the fair to bring those in. So it's really a full year-long thing to get ready for those 5 days here in Woodbury County.
And there's a food element to 4-H as well, isn't
yeah.
there?
We have a lot of food projects that are brought into our 4-H building. A lot of our kids come to the extension office and they work with our nutrition specialist on the food safety of canning. We have canning workshops and classes so that they're taught that food safety elements that is important to their projects. So they also bring in a lot of baked goods. They're growing things in their garden to be grown and judged at the fair. So we have a lot of food in our 4-H projects as well. Even pictures of food. People are taking pictures in their garden and their photo exhibits are food related too.
What is exciting to you about going through this process with younger people in the 4-H program?
I think the best thing is just seeing them in their element. You know, you are with them all year long and you are building these relationships with them, and then you see them shine in their element and, you know, growing and learning and doing so many great things in our programs and at the fair. You just, when they're handed over that ribbon, their faces light up and you see the joy of all the hard work that they put into those projects. There's just nothing better than seeing kids excel.
Now, the people who become members of 4-H, are they predominantly from rural communities?
This year in Woodbury County, we have 535 4-H'ers, and a lot of them, you know, I think we're split. Woodbury County is a really interesting county here in Iowa because Sioux City is so large, but a lot of our members are from the rural community, but we do have a really large number of Sioux City and urban kids that are in the 4-H clubs and in our programs.
Well, it sounds to me like these are programs that teach life skills.
Absolutely, that is correct. I mean, that's what we pride ourselves on, is getting these kids ready for leadership skills, you know, to be leaders of the future. We have a lot of communication events, a lot of things to help with public speaking and interacting and those things that, you know, are not as predominant in school systems now. But 4-H really lends a helping hand to help prepare those kids and those other different skills that they need.
Well, I'm curious, what do the 4-H's stand for?
They stand for your head, your heart, your hands, and your health.
And this actually originated in Iowa, did it not?
Yes, it did. And here in Woodbury County, we're actually celebrating 100 years this year of 4-H here in Woodbury. So it's our big celebration and anniversary.
Will you be doing anything additionally for the celebration?
We do have a tailgate coming up at our extension office on July 20th to celebrate all of extension. We also have an event at the fair on Saturday. We're going to be serving our birthday cake at the fair to celebrate 100 years of the 4-H there.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And what else would you like people to know about the Woodbury County Fair? And I'm trying to read my notes here. It's August
2nd through the 6th.
All right. And is there anything that you would like to talk about in the way of the bigger picture of the Woodbury County
Fair?
Yeah.
I mean, I just think that if you haven't been to the fair, or if you used to and you haven't come out for a while, I think it's really important to come and just see how strong our community is and how great our community is. You see, you know, people from all across our county centrally located at the fair. And you see all of these kids that do such great things, you know, showcased at the fair. And it's just a lot of fun. You know, the lights of the carnival are lit up at night. There's things going on for entertainment. There's lots of great food stands to get in some fair food that everybody loves. And it's just fun to, you know, enjoy how great our area here is in Woodbury County.
And you do hear about the occasional fair romance, too.
Yes. I always tease my 4-H'ers if they're going to have a fair love that week. You know, a kid that might be across the other county that they spotted for the first time or something like that, just like the movie State Fair kind of showcased romance there.
Well, it's a great Iowa tradition, and we hope people will turn out for the Woodbury County Fair and all the fairs going on in the month of August in our great state. Laura, if anybody has questions about the 4-H program or the Iowa Nutrition Network and your involvement in both of those, can they contact you?
Absolutely. We're always welcoming new 4-H'ers. We take kids K through 3 for our Clover Kid program and then 4th through 12th grade for the 4-H program. So there's really something for all school-age children with the 4-H program. And we're also always looking for volunteers to help lend their skills and knowledge and help us in any way that they can.
And I know you have a great website.
We do. Yes, it's extension.iastate.edu and then /Woodbury, or an easier way is just call us 276-2157 and we would be happy to help or get you ready to help us.
Sounds like a good plan, and thank you very much for telling us about the 4-H program today. I can see you're very passionate about it. And again, we will have you back to talk about your USDA SNAP Education and the Iowa Nutrition Network in depth this fall when it starts up.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks. I've been speaking with Laura Johnson from ISU Extension and Outreach. She is a 4-H youth worker. And I'm Gretchen Gondek, your host for Food for Thought on Siouxland Public Media. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.